Yevamos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, 3-2. So we are really continuing on the case of the previous Mishnah. We have these four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And Reuven and Shimon, two of the brothers, marry these two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And then Reuven and Shimon die, leaving these two widows, Rachel and Leah, who need now, who fall to Yibam, to these two brothers, Levi and Yehuda. Okay, so in the previous Mishnah we said no one's getting married because each one has the problem of achos sukuka. So our Mishnah says, what happens if haisa achas mehen asural echad iser erva? So what happens if one of the two brothers could never marry one of those two sisters because there's an existing erva prohibition, meaning a doraisa prohibition that stops him from being married? So let's just say, for example, that Levi had a son, we'll call him Ben Levi, and Ben Levi had been married to Leah, for argument's sake, before Leah married Shimon. So what that means is that since Leah had once upon a time been Levi's daughter-in-law, Kalaso, so Levi will never be allowed to marry Leah anytime in his life. That means, since there's an existing, like pre-existing erva that makes it that Levi and Leah can never get married, so if Reuven and Shimon married Rachel and Leah, and Shimon marries Leah after she was already Kalaso to Levi, and then they die. So then, although these two women, Rachel and Leah, both have now, they're falling to Yibam, to the two brothers, Levi and Yehuda, Levi will never be able to do Yibam with Leah. She's an Isser Erva, one of the 15 from that first Mishnah in the Masechta. And that being the case, since there's no Zika that connects Levi to Leah, so then Rachel is not Levi's Achos Zukukaso. Rachel is not the sister of someone who also has a Zika to Levi, because Leah will never have a Zika to Levi. And therefore, Levi would be permitted to marry Rachel, so they can do Yibam. So Levi can do Yibam with Rachel, and then Leah needs to have Chalitza done from Yehuda. And that's the Mishnah says here. Haisa achas men asura ala echad iser erva. If one of them, like Leah, had a Torah prohibition preventing her from ever marrying one of the brothers, let's say Levi, asur ba, therefore Levi will never be able to do anything, marry, Yibum, Chalitza, nothing with Leah, and therefore umutar ba chosa, and therefore Levi is permitted to marry Leah's sister Rachel, and therefore Levi and Rachel can do Yibum. Vahasheni, as for the other brother, Yehuda, asur b'shtein, he's forbidden to both of them, and he cannot do marry either of those two sisters, so he'll have to give a chalitza to one or both of them to free them up. Obviously, it will just be Leah if Levi indeed does Yibum with Rachel, of course. Now, what happens if the Mishnah says, what happens if Isser mitzvah v'isser kedusha? What happens if the prohibition that restricts Levi from ever marrying Leah is not an Isser d'oraisa and Isser erva, but rather a rabbinic impediment? Either Isser mitzvah, which is a rabbinic impediment, like we said, like for example, she's like a shnia, like a second degree erva, a rabbinic erva. So it's only rabbinically restricted. Or Isser kedusha, you recall that means that there is actually a Torah prohibition against them being married under normal circumstances, but midoraisa, the obligation of Yibam would supersede that because it's just a generic love. Like, for example, the relationship between, let's say, for example, Levi couldn't marry Leah because she's a mamzeret or a nesina, or she's a alman and he's a kohen gadol, or she's a grush and he's a kohen hediot. In all those cases, although they're not allowed to get married under normal circumstances, midoraisa, a yibum would be permitted, but the rabbi said we're not doing yibum even in those scenarios because we don't want those marriages can't persist, and we're afraid that they will after the initial yibum happens. And therefore, they're really, on a doraisa level, there is a zika that exists between Levi and Leah, just the rabbi say nothing doing. And that being the case, since on a doraisa level, both Rach and Leah each have zikas to Levi and Yehuda, midoraisa, therefore each Rach and Leah are both achos kukoso, and therefore neither one can get married, meaning do yibum, with Levi or Yehuda, and therefore on a doraisa level, on a derabanan level, right? And therefore, midoraisa could get married, because there's zika there, and therefore There's resolutions, of course, what we said many times before. Choletzes v'lo misyabemes. So then she, Levi, has to chalitza. Leah and Levi have to do chalitza. They can't do yibum, even though the Torah would permit it, because the rabbis don't allow it.